News. I'm Jason Wirt.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Well, welcome back to the program. It is time once again for another hour of the best in money information, another hour of the Bucket Strategy Investing program. I'm Johnny Dean, giving you, I hope, the best in money strategies and information. Professor Rick Plum, here with me, of course, as always, from Lucia Capital Group, playing the part of our brain trust advisor this hour. More topics to cover, along with your emails and your phone calls. We are going to get to this stuff on beneficiary IRAs. We really didn't get to it last hour. Did we say anything much at all about it?
I think you said the term once or twice.
I think I might have, and I might have said spouse versus non-spouse. And so we're going to be talking about that coming up in just a sec. We got your emails, your phone calls. You have a money question of any kind, lines are open right now. The forum is here for you. You give us a call. Brain Trust standing by, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. That's 877-752-6637. If you want to add to the mountainous stack of emails we'll be reading on the show this hour, you go over to wealthed.com, click on the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page. Had some kind of humorous emails we were just laughing about here during the break a moment ago. So, Professor Plum, certified financial planner, he returns this hour courtesy of the people at Lucia Capital Group. We love those folks. We try on the show to deliver to you the strategies that are right for you, the money strategies that can help you get through retirement. If you need to talk to an advisor off the air, you can always call Professor Plum or anyone at Lucia Capital Group, the Brain Trust, at their off-air number, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. Your situation is, of course, unique to you. So you need to find out if your individual retirement goals and needs are being met. If not, why not? Well, check with the folks at Lucia Capital Group. They've got access to a network of brain trust advisors all across the country, available to you through a single point of contact. They'll give you a hand. They'll help you out. Don't do this on your own. 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number. Again, on the air, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We'll try this again, Professor Plum, on the beneficiary IRAs. I think I did say last hour that there are two situations an IRA can be in.
Well, there's two categories of beneficiaries.
Right. There's a spouse and there's a non-spouse.
And then there's everybody else.
Right. Now, spouses have different sets of guidelines they can work with as opposed to non-spouses.
Yes.
So if you're a spousal beneficiary of an IRA, what do you need to know?
Well, a couple things. First off, how old are you? If you're under 59 and a half, you may be able to leave it where it is and still have access to it. So the question is, how old are you, and will you need to access the funds in the IRA before you get to 59 and a half? Now, if you're over 59 and a half, the bigger issue is, how old was the person who passed away? So age plays a factor in what you do, because as a spouse beneficiary, you have the option of rolling it over into your own name. And once you do that, it's as if it was your IRA from day one. But it also means that if you're under 59 and a half, if you take money out, there's a penalty. So you have the option of taking it over into your name, but it may not be the best thing to do. You also have the option to not take it over into your own name, and you don't have a required minimum distribution on those assets until such time as the owner of it, the original owner, the decedent, would have been 70 and a half. So we have to look at, you know, if we're a younger family and you may want to leave it in the decedent's name, so that you have access to it. Because if it's in the decedent's name, one of the exceptions to the 10% penalty is death. So if it's in their name, they unfortunately passed away, the beneficiaries have access to the money. So we have to look at when might this money be needed to support the needs of the survivor. The only other time you're going to really play with those, even if you're over 59 and a half, is, okay, who's older? Are you significantly older than the spouse that passed away? You may want to leave it in their name because the required minimum distribution is less, because they would have been, they are younger, and so you still go off of their age. Or if the person who passed away is a lot older, it makes sense to roll it into your name to avoid the required minimum distribution and the higher required minimum distribution because they were older than you. So several things going on at this point, and a lot of it has to do with your age as the surviving spouse. Under 59 and a half, we got to see if we're going to need this money. Over 59 and a half, most of the time you're going to roll it into your own name. And in many respects, even if the survivor was a little bit younger, unless they were significantly younger, you're going to roll it over in your name just for ease of management.
Yeah, that was going to be my question. What is it just makes it easier.
Because you only have one required minimum distribution to deal with. I mean, and if the distribution is, you know, a difference between, you know, $10,000 and $11,000, is it really worth it to have two separate pools of money, yours and theirs, mm-hmm. and the decedent? So spousal beneficiaries, for the most part, if you're under 59 and a half, you have to be careful because you want to be able to still have access. Now, if you're 57 and you also had a life insurance policy on the individual who passed away and you've got $1 million sitting in the bank account, sure, roll it in your name because you're not going to touch it for 3, 4, 5 years anyway, right? And if you are going to touch it, it's mostly going to be to convert it to Roth. Makes sense to roll it over. If you're 35, 40, and you unfortunately lose a spouse, and the majority of the money for the household that support your needs for the next several years are in an IRA, you may want to leave it in the decedent's name so that you can actually have access to it.
Yeah, without penalty. I mean, you still got to, you're going to be taxed on it.
Taxes are always going to happen.
Either way. Okay, so that's for spouses. Now, non-spouses face a little bit different. There are a couple of different things going on here as far as a non-spouse beneficiary of an IRA.
Well, the key is that you cannot roll it into your own name. That is one option only the surviving spouse has. The other key is you cannot defer the required minimum distribution based on the decedent's age. You have your own required minimum distributions or total distribution rules. The issue with a non-spouse beneficiary, we have to go back and look at how old the owner of the account was when they passed away. Were they at required minimum distribution year or older? Then you have one option, basically. Two. You can either continue to take the required minimum distribution based on the owner's age, which usually isn't advantageous because they were usually much older than you, or you can start taking required minimum distributions based on your age and then reduce that life expectancy by 1 year every year going forward. That usually is the better option. But that has to begin in the year after the year the owner died. That's assuming that the owner was at required minimum distribution age, year, or older. Now, if the owner was under required minimum distribution age, they had not turned and would not have turned 70 and a half during this year, then we have one more potential option for the non-spouse beneficiary. You still have the ability to stretch the IRA as long as you start taking required minimum distributions in the year after they died. But you have one further option. If you don't take the distribution in the year after the year they died, you do have a little bit of a leeway. If the person was under 70 and a half when they died or would have been under 70 and a half for the entire year that they died, then you have a 5-year rule. Even if you miss the first required minimum distribution, you can still take it out. You have to have the whole thing done within the next 4 years. 100% has got to come out
if you want and just take it all at the end of 5 years.
The only thing is if you want to stretch it, you got to stretch it starting the year after they died. So that's the only issue. Every IRA has stretch capabilities. So if you hear somebody saying, come with us because you have stretch, every IRA has stretch capabilities, at least today. But if the person was under age 70 and a half for the whole year and the year they would die, then if you miss it, well, you'll have to take it out before the end of the 5th year. You don't have that 5-year option if they were required minimum distribution age or older. That's the only difference.
Yeah.
So we just have to look at what's going on.
Yeah, if you decide to do the stretch, you know, where you stretch it out over your life expectancy,
that is a required minimum distribution.
So the whole thing is this: you decide, okay, for a couple of years, I start taking it. I say, I'm gonna take a little more. Gonna take a little more. I mean, some people eventually take it out anyway within a few years.
And it depends on the size of the IRA as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it's a $10,000 IRA, most people will just take it in 1 year. If it's a $500,000 IRA, they're gonna probably want to stretch that. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to take just the exact required minimum distribution to stretch it out. Let's say I have a $500,000 inherited IRA and my required minimum distribution is $10,000. I can take 10 or any amount above it.
Sure.
Any amount I want. And it just affects what I take. I mean, then I'll have less of a required minimum distribution the following year. But I'll have a required minimum distribution. So I just have to hit the RMD just like if it's my own. Just a different calculation, slightly different calculation. Life expectancies for beneficiaries are shorter than the life expectancy table for an owner. A 70-year-old owner of an IRA bases their life expectancy on basically a joint table, and so their life expectancy is 27.4 years. The 70-year-old beneficiary, their life expectancy is 17 years. So it creates a much larger required minimum distribution than it does for the owner.
Yeah, and these life expectancy tables, I mean, they're not just random. They are there with the IRS. They are set up that particular way.
Well, the beneficiary's life expectancy table is based on a single life, and it's a unisex table. It just puts everybody in the pool and says, okay, this is what we expect.
But this isn't some random number. I'm saying
this is life expectancy.
Yeah, there is an actual table.
The owner's is a joint table with a 10-year differential in age.
Okay, we're going to add a couple more things on beneficiary IRAs, using a trust as a beneficiary, more on required minimum distributions. But if you've got a question on anything, give us a call. Lines open, 877-PLANNER, Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group Advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, Certified Financial Planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant. delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2America. Red, white, and you.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
We're here for you every day. Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, the Brain Trust, standing by to answer your money questions, whatever's on your mind. Been doing it for all these many years, and we're happy to keep doing it for you once again today. Any money question you have at all, you give us a call. If you have a retirement question, you want to know about annuities, is what you have right for you? We will talk to you about that. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We were talking before the break, Professor Plum, about these beneficiary IRAs. So you, when you have an IRA, you are really supposed to, when you set it up, set up what's called a beneficiary designation in that IRA. Makes it a whole lot easier once you're gone, first of all.
Part of the paperwork when you're opening the account is, who do you want to get this if you die? And that's the beneficiary assignments. And so you should be filling those out. As I said, most of the people are going to fill out surviving spouse if they're married. And then, you know, most of the time it's the kids. But now the question is, do you trust the kids? Are the kids old enough to handle the money? Are the kids young kids, or are they older kids and they've shown that they can't be trusted with a relatively large sum of money? They would blow it and probably hurt themselves doing it. So whether you're naming kids and things of that nature, you got to look at any time you're naming beneficiaries. You got to look at, do you want to control the account? Do you want to control the access to the account for those heirs? Now, if you want control to try to help, you know, the kids keep from blowing, or whoever the heirs are, from doing something crazy with the money, then you need something more than just a straight beneficiary named individual beneficiary assignment. That's where trusts come into play for the most part. But now, if you name the trust as the beneficiary and to keep it out of little Johnny's hands, and you name little Johnny as the trustee, you really didn't keep it out of his hand, so you might as well just name little Johnny straight, you know, right onto the beneficiary form. So you've got to make two decisions. Do you want to control the asset? And if so, who do you want to control the asset for the benefit of the beneficiary?
Yeah, because normally, Professor Plum, you would not want a trust to be the beneficiary of an IRA if you know exactly where you want the money to go
and you have no problem with
the person who's going to be receiving it.
It just muddies the water.
Yeah, it muddies it quite a bit, actually.
From a paperwork standpoint,
yes,
it is nowhere near as easy to deal with as just having an individual named.
No, because you could have just given it to them immediately and there wouldn't have been any problem.
And the advantage of the named one, and this comes down to the IRA custodian, because there's a little bit of interpretation of rules when it comes to certain things. Certain IRA custodians look at a trust beneficiary. There are certain rules that a trust beneficiary has to be able to, or naming a trust has to deal with. Assuming those rules, it becomes irrevocable, it's legal in the state, and all the things. Assuming all that's been taken care of and it's appropriate, naming the trust is a beneficiary. It depends on how many beneficiaries there are. If it's just for one person, then that makes it a little bit easier. But if there's multiple people in that trust and you name the trust as a beneficiary, it can become a little cumbersome, because some IRA custodians interpret the rules to say that the trust is the beneficiary, and therefore it is going to be one account for the trust, based, and their RMDs are going to be based on the oldest beneficiary's life. Whereas some custodians will look at it and say, well, you've got three named beneficiaries, so we will split the account into three beneficiary IRAs for those three individuals. That's what happens when the three individuals are named directly. If I name my three children as the contingent beneficiary of my IRA, and my wife and I unfortunately are not, you know, get taken out by a drunk driver. Each one of them can open up their own beneficiary IRA, transfer their portion of the IRA, my IRA, into their beneficiary IRA, and they are completely separate from the other sibling. They can do whatever they want. One can take out 100% of it. The other one can stretch it out. The other one can do something in the middle. They can do whatever they want. When it's a trust beneficiary, some IRA custodians say one account. Some IRA custodians allow the pass-through to the separate individuals, breaking it into different accounts. You just have to kind of know what's going on at that level. And so how you go about doing it, you just be careful. Now, if control is an issue, if your kids are too young to control it and you want to set somebody up in place until they reach a certain age of majority, it doesn't have to be 18, could be
30,
25, 35, 40, it could be any age you select. Mm-hmm. Just makes it more cumbersome for the trustee. Fine, that's the only way to do it is a trust. Just work with the attorney to make sure that it's set up properly. You don't just name a trust. And if you're still married and you name the trust as the primary beneficiary,
We're talking about beneficiaries of IRAs, folks.
Yes. Yeah, so if you name your current living trust as the primary beneficiary, and it passes to, and you want it to go to your wife, and then you want it to go to your kids, or your spouse, I should say, because it could be a husband, I don't know, and then your kids after they're gone, and you just name your living trust as the beneficiary, figuring, well, the spouse is the beneficiary at first, and then whatever's left goes to the kids, it probably will cause a problem, a tax problem. Reason being is, to be valid, the trust has to become irrevocable, meaning unchangeable, at the date of your passing. And in most trusts, a portion of the trust may become irrevocable, but nowadays, a lot of them, they just go to the surviving spouse, but the surviving spouse has total control to change or not change the trust. It's not irrevocable. And if that's the case, there is no stretch capability, even for the surviving spouse.
Now, it's an important point. Does this happen a lot? I mean, is this...
It can happen if a lot of times when you get a trust done...
I'm not sure I've ever seen that happen, right?
I've seen it where they ask for it to happen.
So what... Okay.
You go to a place that just does the trust for you, and they say, okay, here's your trust. Now transfer everything to the trust. Make all the beneficiaries the trust. But if you don't know what kind of trust you have, I'm talking about married individuals, and you name the trust as the primary beneficiary because they just made a blanket statement, whether it was an attorney or whether it was a trust mill or whether it was just an online thing. And so you just say, well, I've got the trust. Now I'm going to name everything as a beneficiary of the trust. This can be a problem. I said, as long as all the things are met to make it a legal beneficiary, one of the things that makes it a legal beneficiary is that the trust that is inheriting that or that is named as the beneficiary of that IRA must be irrevocable. And that usually doesn't happen at the first death of a spouse, of a married mm-hmm. couple. At least half of, you know, most places, unless you are your own trust and you don't have any community assets, you don't have any assets of, you know, joint assets or anything, you just have to make sure you know what you're doing when you're doing a trust as beneficiary and the surviving spouse is still in the picture. So be careful with that.
Yeah, you do. Again, these are things that we've seen or that you've seen, Professor Rick Plum.
Well, people will call up and say, I want to name my trust as a beneficiary. What's the point? Well, I was told to name everything. Well, let's talk about what your trust says and what you're trying to accomplish. And let's go back, and if we have to, let's ask the attorney if that's really what they meant about this trust. Because it's usually only in much higher end estate planning, well into the millions of dollars of values, both net worth and IRA values, where we see, you know, trusts becoming in play from an estate planning standpoint, where there's, you know, not naming the spouse as the primary beneficiary.
Well, and again, does it come down to control more than anything else?
It comes down to control. It comes down to taxation. I mean, it comes down to, you know, mm-hmm. maybe we're leaving, it's a very large estate, and when I die, I'm going to be charitably inclined. And I want to give some money, you know, over here to these separate, so I'm having my wife sign off that she's not going to be the beneficiary of this IRA, but she's going to get enough for, you know, other things, and it goes to, you know, charities. That may make a lot of sense. Or I want to go through and create foundation. It's the high-end stuff. It's not the mom and pop.
No. So anyway, it's probably a good idea to go over some of this stuff. All right, 877-PLANNER. We have a couple of questions on this. Also, some stuff on required minimum distributions. Want to get into that with Professor Plum. When we come back, we have some more of your emails to get to. If you want to take part in the program, if you've got a question, a money question of any kind, You give us a call right now. We got lines open for you. 877-PLANNER, our number. PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. Bucket Strategy Investing continues right after this.
How would you rate your financial literacy? Is there more that you can do and more you should do to educate yourself about investing?
The November 2015 S&P Global Financial Literacy Survey determined that 2 in 3 adults worldwide are considered illiterate regarding their knowledge of basic financial concepts. The United States ranked only 14th worldwide in financial literacy.
So where can you go for information and guidance? Where can you build your knowledge base to help you make informed financial decisions?
WealthEd.com is the website focused on financial literacy and wealth education. WealthEd.com features an extensive on-demand video content library for education, planning, and advice that you can access for free.
WealthEd.com's original and exclusive programming features Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professionals and retirement planning strategists.
WealthEd.com.
Online, on demand, WealthEd.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
If you were born on or after January 2, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
In this box, we have a lidocaine pain patch. And in this box, have what looks to be another pain patch, Blue Emu's Lidocare. Lidocare offers 4% lidocaine. It's odor-free, ultra-flexible, and it's the only non-water-based lidocaine patch. Yes, I said only. So if you'd prefer this to this, find us at Walgreens, CVS, or Amazon.
Market Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean and Professor Rick Plum. We're here every day for you. 877-PLANNER, our number, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. If you've got a money question, we do have the lines open for you right now. Brain Trust standing by, ready to talk to you about whatever issue is on your mind. Speaking of Brain Trust and speaking of standing by, we've got another set of workshops, the fall series of the Lucia Capital Group Alternative Retirement Strategies workshops. Get underway here in just a few weeks. Saturday, September 17th, that'll be the next one, the first one actually of the series. San Diego, California. If you're in Southern California, join the Brain Trust Saturday morning, September 17th, and learn all about alternative retirement strategies. Now, Saturday the 17th, that's San Diego. October 1st will be Las Vegas, Nevada, and October 8th, Phoenix, Arizona. So San Diego, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, those are the next three. And again, Professor Plum, we're talking about retirement strategies, alternative investment retirement strategies. And a lot of people, I think, really haven't heard or don't understand exactly what we mean when we say things like that.
Well, it's because they're not the run-of-the-mill, everyday thing that, you know, mom and pa cattle can get to. I mean, it's just one of those things that it's been available for many years, but generally you had to be a higher net worth individual to utilize these types of strategies.
Right, or you had to be institutional, you know.
Well, that's a higher net worth
entity, organization.
Yes.
And the other thing that we'll be talking about with these things is using a sort of investment strategy that can mirror in many ways what endowments use.
Well, it's modeled after that, yes.
Yeah, with a lot of, well, of course, they've got a whole lot more money than just about any of us. But
right, but the strategy, whether it's $100,000 or $100 million,
yeah.
If you're trying to create a cash flow from that, whether it's, you know, 4% of 100,000 or 4% of 100 million, it's still 4%. The similar issues are there. It's just that you may have more opportunities for investments at the $100 million mark, but some of those are now getting down to where the more average individual can potentially use them.
Yeah, and so alternative investments, something other than the typical stocks, bonds, and cash, right?
Yeah, something different than a mutual fund or an ETF.
Right, and so if you want to learn about these things and learn about how they could play a role in your portfolio, you can join us again in San Diego, Las Vegas, and Phoenix the next three. There will be more than that afterwards as we get into October and November, but register today, wealthed.com, and just tell us how many people are going, give us your name, and we will set out a chair for you. All free, absolutely free. We would really like to see you there, and I think you're going to get quite a bit out of it. Again, wealthed.com. All right, let's move along. We got some a couple emails to get to and a phone call or two, so we will get to the calls first. 877-PLANNER, our number. Let's move along next to Lynn in Spokane, Washington. Hi, Lynn.
Hey, Johnny. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing well, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. Question for Professor Plum, if I could.
Yes.
Mother passed in March, and the bank promptly would not let me take the RMD for her. They promptly split it into two beneficiary IRAs.
Okay.
And that now they're telling us that we need to take the RMDs according to our life expectancy.
Mom died this year?
Yes.
And how old was Mom going to be this year?
She turned 91.
Oh, okay. So well in, you know, past required minute. Yeah, she still had, and so she did not take her RMD yet this year?
That is correct. They would not let me put it back together and take it out.
Well, Mom, you still have to do an RMD based on Mom's age now. And so basically, I take it you're a 50-50 beneficiary with another sibling, probably?
With my sister, yes, sir.
Okay, and 50-50 owner on it?
Correct.
So you would go, and yes, the bank is wrong, by the way. Your required minimum distribution starts next year. This year is still Mom's required minimum distribution. So you just need to figure out what Mom's RMD is, and you take half of it out of yours, and your sister takes half of it out of hers.
Okay. Okay. We can do that.
Yeah, I mean, whether they did it before they split it into two pieces, it still would have gone 50% to you, 50% to your sister. You would have been taxed on it. She would have been taxed on it because mom didn't take it before she passed. So that's not a big issue from that standpoint. But it is still based on mom's RMD for this year because this is the year she passed. So she was 91. She turned 91 this year, or would she have been 92 before the end of the year?
I believe 91 this year, so.
So her birthday happened before she passed?
No, actually she was in May.
And then she would have turned 91 this year, though.
Would have turned 91, yeah.
So you go, you find out what the balance of her IRA was at the end of last year, December 31st, 2015. You go look up the table for a 91-year-old and divide the balance at the end of last year by the life expectancy that she for a 91-year-old, and then that's the required minimum distribution. You take it half, your sister takes half. Now you're good to go. Next year, you start the required minimum distribution. You are separate from your sister. She does her thing. You do your thing. You base it on your age next year and go through the same basic calculation. Value at the end of this year divided by the life expectancy you will attain next year. And then remember that life expectancy number, though, because what you do from there forward is just reduce that life expectancy number by one for each year that you go along.
Okay. Here's a separate question almost. Is it possible to do the five-year stretch? Or I guess it's a small IRA, Professor Plum. It's
okay, well,
like 9,000.
Remember, if it's 9,000, the required minimum distribution is just the minimum. You can always take more. So if you wanted to take 20% this year, 20 next year, 20 each year, can't do anything for five-year rule. That you don't have anymore. You can't say, well, I'm not taking anything this year, I'm not taking anything next year, and in the fifth year, I'll take 100% of the money out. That you don't have the option for anymore. You have to take at least the RMD. Well, this year, it's based on mom's life expectancy. Next year, it's based on your life expectancy. But if you want to take it all this year, that definitely satisfies mom's RMD.
That's true. Okay.
And if you wanted to take, you know, if you want to take the RMD this year only and leave the rest for next year and then take 100% of it next year, that's fine too because it's met the required minimum distribution. 100% is definitely going to meet the required minimum distribution. Your RMD next year is probably in the 4 or 5% range depending on your age. Your mom's RMD this year maybe about 10%. But if you take out 20 or 30% a year for the next 3, 4, 5 years, that's definitely more than the RMD. You can always take out more.
Okay, I think that's probably our game plan. My sister's 20 years older than I am.
Oh, okay.
And so her life is different than mine. When I try to figure out things according to bucket strategies for me, it's going to be different for her. So.
Well, how old are you, Lynn?
I'm 52. My sister's turning 70 soon.
Yeah, so your sister's going to, you know, probably take it out in the next year just because she'll need it to live, and that way she can take it out now before she turns 70 and then deal with her own RMDs next year when she's 70. You may want to do something different, but as you said, it's only $9,000. It's not going to make a big difference one way or the other.
Yeah, I think we'll probably break it up into 2 or 3 years and be done with it.
Yeah, take a third this year, a third next year, a third the next year. Definitely meets the RMD. You'll be good to go.
All right, that sounds like a plan.
Yeah, sounds great.
Right. We'll see you in Seattle in November, I guess, guys.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you, Lynn. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Going to make the trek. That's a beautiful drive. I mean, she probably will fly, but that's a beautiful drive
across
from Spokane.
Across the state
of Washington.
To
Seattle.
To Seattle from...
Or vice versa. Spokane to Seattle.
Yeah, it's the same way. You're just facing a different direction. Yeah. And certainly if you take 100% out of the IRA, that'll take care of your RMD for the following year because you won't have one.
Because there won't be, 100%. Let's see, what's my required calculation based on a zero balance?
Probably as close to zero as it's going to get. And in her case, here's the thing on required minimum distributions for people who have passed away, Professor Plum. There has to have been one taken by the decedent in that year.
Well, when the decedent lives into the year, they now have. You know, if they died January 2nd, the fact that they died on January 2nd, they were in 2016. Mm-hmm. They have a required minimum distribution for 2016. Mm-hmm. It's still their required minimum distribution, even if they die before they get to it.
Right.
If they're, you know, if they turn 70 and a half December 31st, they still have a required minimum distribution for that year of death. Whether they took it before they died or not, that's the only thing you need to know, because if they didn't take it, it's still their required minimum distribution, and there's still a penalty if they catch you to the beneficiary. So just take that one. And then the next year, the year after the year of death, if there's still a balance, if you haven't distributed the whole thing before the end of the year, now the beneficiary has a required minimum distribution from that point going forward.
Now, if they die at age 70 and a half, say, and 70 and a half at the end of the year, they haven't taken it yet, can they still postpone into the following year, the first quarter, that required minimum distribution, I would assume.
I don't know if the beneficiary can. I'd have to look that one up. I've never looked at that side of it.
Because if I'm 70 and a half and I decide, well, I'm going to wait until next April, and so I can do so.
And you died December 31st?
And I died December 31st, and I haven't taken one, obviously, because my plan was
wait. Yeah, that makes sense.
I would think, but
I would hope so. I would imagine that will work.
I would imagine it would work, too.
But because, then we still have two the next year.
Well, you would have two the next year. But if I die January 2nd.
Very good question, John.
All right, well take a look at that. Take a look at that. We got some trivia coming up. We got some more emails. What's the topic over the next couple of days? We'll tell you more about that. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Blum, it all happens when we come back. 877-PLANNER. Give us a call. More Bucket Strategy Investing.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
When you're a kid, monsters live under your bed. When you're a grown-up, monsters come in the mail. You know, bills. But by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could save hundreds of dollars each month. Money you can use to shrink those monstrous bills down to a size that's not nearly as scary. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Buy in. Quicken Loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road, and with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event, now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We talked a lot about IRAs today and some about required minimum distributions. Had a few things on RMDs. We'll have to hold them off. But if you need some more information on any of this stuff, you can certainly go to our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Now, coming up on this program on, I guess it's Monday, isn't it? Monday. We're going to be talking about a couple things that came up in this show today. Marginal versus what we call average or effective tax brackets. Understanding the difference between those two. Professor, it's important really to know the difference, and I think a lot of people don't really even know that once you're in the 25% tax bracket or whatever bracket you're in, that does not mean that every dollar is taxed at that particular rate.
Right, and then on the other side, using your average tax bracket to determine whether you should do conversions or not could be very upsetting as well, because you'll end up paying a lot more taxes than you thought you were going to pay.
Yeah, because you say, well, I looked at it and I did the math and I only paid, you know, the 13% on average. So I think I have enough.
If I do my $10,000 Roth conversion, I expect to owe $1,300.
Right, but guess what? All the new dollars that come in, if you happen to just be in the next tax bracket,
it could be an expensive day.
It could be a very expensive day because every new dollar is now taxed at that marginal level.
And I have an issue with the average bracket anyway, just because everybody calculates it different.
How so?
Well, what would you consider average? The amount of tax I owe on what? My total income? My taxable income? My adjusted gross income?
My total income.
It's not what they do it. It's based on taxable income.
But that's how I would look at it.
Right. And that's why. So what is it?
Actually came in that I didn't have January 1st?
Yeah. So if I'm making $100,000, but I've got $20,000 of itemized deductions, you know, exemptions and all this, and my taxable income is $50,000, and I pay, you know, $7,500, they're going to calculate, when you look at your tax return, it's that effective bracket, they're basing it on taxable income.
Yeah, which
even though I made 100, so
from your gross income. Yeah, so it's really important to understand what these are, what the difference is between the two, and why a marginal bracket exists and an average bracket exists. I still hear all the time from people who say, "Well, gee whiz, I'm paying 44 cents out of every dollar going, you know, out of my pocket."
And if you live in California, you might be.
Well, but even if you do, and you're in the 33%. You know, federal tax bracket or whatever, it doesn't mean that every single dollar was taxed at that rate.
No, the first dollar is still, we don't have a retroactive taxation.
No.
It's still progressive, and only the new dollars are taxed in the new marginal rate.
Yeah, so the next dollar's on top. So it's important, again, to understand how these things work, clearing up, I suppose, some of the confusion. Oh, and by the way, we get this every single time, somebody who says, well, You know, I was going to get a bonus this year, but it would have put me from the 15% bracket into the 25% bracket by about $2,000. So I'm not going to take that bonus this year. Keep it because...
I'll end up owing more taxes than the bonus is.
Exactly. And so the bonus is going to be wiped out because I'm going to have... No, it doesn't work that way.
Now, the withholding on a bonus is significantly, in many cases, larger than the withholding on your regular paycheck. But that doesn't mean you actually owe that much in taxes.
Well, the withholding is based on you making that all the way through the year. Yeah. So you might be really surprised at the withholding on that. But on the other hand, hey, you know, if you pay too much in taxes, you're going to get that money back. All right, let's see. To trivia for today, this one comes from the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College. The average cost of care on an annual basis for someone hospitalized during the year is $25,000, including expenses for the cost of surgery, doctor care, hospital stay, nursing care, drugs, and rehabilitation.
Now, what I'd like to know is Medicare? Of that average, well, no, that's any age. They didn't say of seniors.
No, they didn't say.
I want to know how much of that was actually paid for by the individual in the hospital or their family. How much of it was covered by insurance? Because do I need to budget for $25,000 a year if I have a hospital stay? If that's the out-of-pocket average, that's a lot of money.
That's
a problem.
That is a lot of money. I don't know, because, you know, insurance companies, when they go in, I mean, you never know how much any of this stuff's going to cost.
An
insurance company
copay.
Goes in, you have your copay, but the insurance company's not going to pay what you would have paid without insurance.
Right.
They're going to go in and negotiate. They have different deals that are set up.
That's why they want you to go to this set of hospitals and doctors
versus the preferred
providers. Yeah,
because you're in network and all that stuff. They get a much better deal when you do that, and they're not going to cover you if you go outside.
Yeah, you go in without insurance, and I'll bet that you're on the high side of that. That's the $25,000 average. That's for the across the board.
Yeah, yeah. Guess where you are on the average
side. If you don't have
side.
Insurance, the number's a lot higher.
Well, it probably is a lot higher. Now, you could, of course, I guess, try to negotiate yourself.
Well, or basically say... You can't get blood from a stone.
Nope, not going to happen. But would you take my blood, please?
You had to, because I was bleeding all over your floor.
Howard in St. George, Utah. I had a simple IRA through Edward Jones while working for my previous company. I left that job 2 years ago to pursue my college degree. I was contacted by Edward Jones that my account contract was inactive for over 2 years and they needed to close it out. They sent me a check with the balance I accumulated, but I don't know whether I could put that check into my personal checking account without being penalized. Could you give me advice on what to do?
Sure, Howard. As long as it's not been very long, put it in your personal checking account, then go to the nearest financial institution you can get, or the one of your choice, and open an IRA and put that money, all of it, to the penny, into an IRA. You've got 60 days.
That's what we mean by not
this
very
is,
long.
This is a rollover. So get it done on time, and it will be fine. It won't be taxable. But putting it into your personal account is not the issue. Putting it into your personal account and forgetting about it and not getting it back into an IRA, that's the issue, because then it becomes taxable and penalized. And we don't want that.
Now, aren't there some instances where you don't want the IRA check? If you're rolling an IRA from one to another, that you don't want it written to you at all?
Well, it's too late for that.
But is there any problem with that?
If he would have known that they were going to do this, he could have gone to them and said, okay, I'm going to go up in an IRA, either with the current, you know, Edward Jones probably could do it, or any other IRA custodian, transfer the money directly across. Don't send the check to me. Send a check from you as a custodian to them as a custodian, and let's just call it even, and I'll deal with it over at this other place, and I'll invest it the way I see fit. That's a transfer. That's not subject to the 60-day rule or anything of that nature, and that's not subject to the once in a 12-month period of time. So that's
you
the
can
issue.
Do those over and over if you want.
You can do transfers every day that you can get them to do the paperwork. Now, we have a little bit of new information about 60-day rollovers.
Can you do it in 20 seconds?
They're becoming more lenient on the 60-day time frame. If you miss it and you have a very good excuse, they'll extend the time horizon.
Oh, I forgot we're going to mention that.
You've got to have a good excuse, though. The dog ate my check is not the good excuse.
I think it's a great excuse. hang on to that. We'll get to that on the next program. That's right. We didn't really cover that. Or the Medicare stuff either. All right, we're out of time. If you need the Brain Trust off the air, Professor Plummer, any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors, talk to them about your retirement. 800-644-1150. Get your retirement plan, buckets plan done. That's all the time we have for Professor Plum. I am Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.